are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, that was Darryl Rhodes, Lost in America. Darryl Rhodes, Lost in America. Before we went to break, we were talking about all things race.
Yes.
And then tattoos. Race and then tattoos. Joe Curry has joined us. Welcome, Joe.
Yeah, I thought I'd drop in.
Nice to nice to swing by on our show, Joe.
I was just passing by after a three-hour ride. Figure I'd drop in, say hey.
Yeah, it has been a three-hour ride. Ugh.
Yeah, we're having an open house. Come on in.
This is a neighborhood Joe might like to live in.
Stop by. Yeah.
Little soda, little drink. Nice warm atmosphere. Figured I'd stop in.
Well, Joe, you're always welcome to drop in mid-show.
Wow. And let me tell you something. I was listening to the show on the way up
that
here.
That was your mistake.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
She slammed you.
I understand. Let me tell you something. You two are the most racist people I've ever heard.
Have you looked at your Facebook? Have you looked at what you and your knuckleheads are posting?
That's not racism. That's simply facts.
And that's how you know it's racist.
No, because you're
you're playing. I'm not doing.
There's the racist crutch again. There's.
I was put in the unenviable task of defending you.
It's the liberal racist crutch that does not acknowledge the situation. Let's
wait a minute. Wait. Tell us how we're so racist.
Because the racism is if you're not targeting a problem that is in a certain community and you were supporting two people that are criminals and you're yelling racism over it.
Who's yelling racism?
No. I'm talking about what we were talking about earlier.
Oh, we said terrible things.
Oh, that? You guys said terrible things.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes.
Oh, I know.
But are you new here?
No. Let's go.
You upset? You could have called in and added your usual racism.
No, I was too busy listening to the show.
You didn't want to distract by contributing to the show that you were part of. I understand, Joe.
Was too busy.
Who are you to interfere with your show?
Oh, this way nobody yells back.
Joe just yelled at the car.
Points.
Joe won every argument in the car version of the show.
Absolutely. He was too busy gasping in horror.
When I felt like I was being, especially when I knew, you guys knew, I'm sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic, I go, let's poke at this asshole.
I did not poke at you. There were plenty of opportunities. I did not poke. Pip poked. I did not. And then I said, look, when you come in, she's going to cower.
They know I'm trapped in a car. They know I'm a bumper-to-bumper at a Tappan Zee Bridge.
But
stick it to because I heard, oh, he's probably blocked in traffic. He can't go anywhere.
Say that.
No,
it was alluded to.
Yeah,
it was alluded to. Which made me laugh like hell. Look, I ain't going to kid you. I was laughing like
I
hell.
Read the phone number. I say the phone number every show, 845-986-8804. You could have called in and contributed your usual magic. Verbally.
He was too busy trying not to kill other people.
I was too busy driving to go try to find a phone number.
Well, that's unusual for you. I said, well, you know what? That's true.
It's so bad out there.
I should have repeated it time and time again so Joe could call in.
No, it's so bad out there. I wouldn't want him on the
phone. So anybody could call in.
Sure they could.
Yeah.
I should repeat it more.
Yes.
It's very unprofessional sometimes. Bell's running this shit. How could you not repeat the phone number more often? I should have, but we were on such a roll with Pip's blatant racism. I was taken aback that I could not slow it down. I said, wow.
Yeah.
This is going to ruin her presidential aspirations.
Oh, no, that happened.
Oh, I was listening to the show. I'm like, they're talking about, holy smokes.
I'm just curious what things were the most repellent to you.
I really don't think it was anything out of the usual.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't notice it. I notice it more.
I notice it. You contribute to it.
Well, you're here to contribute.
Well, shows how much he listens when we're talking.
Well, no, I meant like when you're sitting here and you can
say it.
It's
not like when I was hearing it. I don't know if that's true because it's not like I was sitting in the car and going, and furthermore, you know.
we actually had a very serious conversation about race, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That was with your daughter and the
racist rabbi.
Right, but then we were just talking about like the neighborhoods and everything and finding attractive and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was serious stuff.
There's a couple of jokes in there.
Well, you know, we try to mix that in, Joe. A
couple of racist jokes in there.
There was one or two. I heard them.
All right.
So I'm surprised it was that few.
Gander, ma'am.
It's kind of what we do. You know, it's not all serious.
I understand.
I won't say that for
myself. I'm just saying.
It's not like I'm going to fire any of us for saying it.
Yeah, no, I know.
Really? Are you going to branch off and do your show out of your basement, too, for saying something racist?
No.
Yes, if you're just tuning in and you've never heard it before. I think it's pretty obvious, though, that we're joking.
Oh, I think so. I hope
if you guys a complex, it's
no,
cool.
No, fuck.
Relax.
You know what, Joe? You're
relax.
Right.
Relax.
You're right, Joe. You're right. It's a good point. Now, about those fags.
Wait a minute. We covered Jews. We covered race. Oh, we should go to the homosexuals now.
I think we were implying that Joe was homosexual.
I think
oh, yes,
were.
We did cover that, too.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you're done. Yeah.
You're done. You had your elves.
Well, not
along.
Homosexual, no.
No. But we
not forever.
Not that there's nothing wrong with being that.
We implied
not
it.
Not that there's nothing wrong with it. So you're saying something is being wrong with it.
No, I didn't say there's nothing wrong with it.
You said not that there's nothing. A double negative means a positive.
Oh, God.
You're alienating our homosexual listeners. I don't appreciate it, Joe. Bring your take your homophobia out of here.
I do tell. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
I know. There's no winning here.
Not when I'm running things.
All right. We're all losers.
Yeah,
ain't
well,
that the truth?
Yeah. Isolate that.
I don't think anybody argued
nobody
with it.
Argued
all right.
That point.
So, Sony Pictures was supposed to release a little film on 2 days on Christmas Day called The Interview, starring Seth Rogen and James Franco. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whenever those two get together, everybody wants to see what those wacky kids are up to. So this movie was they're supposed to go to North Korea and interview Kim Jong-un, and they're supposed to kill him.
Yes.
That's what's supposed to happen. Sony got hacked.
Yes.
And said if you release this film, well, Sony released a lot of things about how racist and awful the people that work for Sony are.
Yes.
There's a lot of inappropriate things.
Yeah.
Oops.
I thought I hit delete.
Yeah, well. But so that was
people
quite.
People will be now.
Yeah. But when that first broke.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's focused on. Can you believe what they said about Angelina Jolie? And then Angelina Jolie and that executive had that awkward hug.
Yeah.
At the Golden Globe.
Yes, that was very awkward.
But then they said, if you release this movie on Christmas Day, there's going to be attacks. I think they said like 9/11 style.
Yeah.
Which I guess means they're going to fly Cessnas into small movie theaters. I don't know exactly.
They're going to send Korean nail ladies in with bombs.
No French tips!
That's very funny.
So they said they're going to be attacks.
Yeah, right.
In the movies, if these movies are shown.
Apparently they also threatened the families of people associated with Sony or the movie theaters if they were to show the film.
Right.
So it wasn't just, you know, we're going to do that, but it's like we're going after your family too.
Now, Sony is a Japanese country.
Yes.
But this was targeting their American
company.
Yeah, but it's owned by the Japanese.
Right.
And the Japanese are much more cognizant of what North Korea can do because they live in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, so theoretically, North Korea, with their nuclear weapons,
mm-hmm.
could attack Japan.
Sure.
Because they're always launching their missiles, their tests, into the Sea of Japan, into mm-hmm. their water. And if there's one thing Japan knows, it's nuclear fallout.
Yeah, sure they do.
I mean, they had Hiroshima, and then they had the nuclear reactor from a couple years ago with the typhoon.
Yeah.
And they know not every time is Godzilla going to come. So.
Fukushima? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, watch your language.
It's a clean show. It's a Christian show.
No, it's... Yeah. Lisa, this is what are they going to do? Burn the popcorn?
No butter!
No! Yeah. No, they're going to burn the whole place down.
Now, Sony said that it wasn't... them that decided not to. Well, it,
well, we'll get there. I want to get to what happened, right. But I want to. Yeah. Well, what Joe say? I'll say the movie theaters. The theaters themselves said they weren't going to run it,
right.
And then Sony decided to pull. But we'll get to that. You know what? It is kind of stupid, in my opinion, to make a movie, even though it is a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, humor is subjective,
yes.
And it's very based on. I can't think of the word. Culture. It's very cultural.
Yes, everything. It is.
You know, Japanese have a different sense of humor than Americans. Americans have a different sense of humor than Canadians.
Yeah.
I think it's very foolish and stupid and in poor taste to make a comedy about assassination of a real sitting leader, no matter how despicable he is. I mean, sure, now we make all these movies about, you know, getting Hitler, but Hitler's dead already.
Right.
You know? I mean, in Charlie Chaplin, he did make that one movie. What was it? Where he played a...
Oh, God. He played Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the movie. The name eludes me.
In this day and age, I do think it's in poor taste to make that movie. What do you guys think?
Well, comedy is farce, okay? Comedy, the basic root of comedy is farce. And basically, the movie was farce over some...
To us! I mean, now pretend... Now, if somebody wants... I'm going to try to pick a president you like. Okay. Oh, I have to go back a while. All right. So pretend...
It was called The Great Dictator.
All right. So in the 1980s, Russia makes a farce, a comedy about getting Ronald Reagan, about legitimately killing Ronald Reagan. There would be people that were very upset.
There would be people that were very upset, but it's a movie. It's a story.
Right, but would you laugh at that? Would you be like, that sounds like a funny thing? Or would you, as an American, loving your president, would you be upset?
As an American taking it from Russia during the Cold War, you would take it from the source and going, of course they're going to try to kill him. They're the enemy.
But
you would look at it through different eyes, as through the eyes of the enemy. Try to kill the president. Of course they're going to try to kill the president. They're the enemy.
But could you imagine a lot of Americans in that time period saying, we need to retaliate? How dare they?
Yes, but here's the answer to it. Yes, but it's stupid.
I understand. It's a stupid. People react to all sorts of things that are stupid.
Just to add to it, people said today. I was listening to people right today that we might be. It's a ridiculous statement, but it has been mentioned in circles.
Yeah,
we might. You know, should we take action or military action against this? And what over a Seth Rogen film? are you going to sit
the thing,
there?
President Obama said there will be retaliation. Obama said there's going to be retaliation. For what? It's a Seth Rogen film. They did us a service. Where was this when Pauly Shore was making movies?
I can't see history teachers in 2201 explaining Great World War III that was started over the Seth Rogen film. I mean, at least World War One was over the Archduke, and you go, all right, it was an assassination. It was bullshit. It was ridiculous. But it wasn't over a Seth Rogen film.
Look, if you're going to start World War III, it better be over Knocked
wasn't
Up.
Wasn't that a Steve Guttenberg film? It was very popular at that time.
For Christ's sakes.
No, if you're going to start World War III, it better be over Knocked Up.
But it is. I agree with you. This is ridiculous on so many levels. But you do have people demanding action. You do have the President of the United States giving this an answer. There's going to be retaliation. Things you will know about. Things you won't know about. And then the internet goes off.
But here's the deal in the President's stance. It's something that we had to address, and it was something that was made a major issue by North Korea, who was trying to censor...
Why not ignore it? Oh, there's our little North Korean friends again. Just ignore it.
My
point of view is, well, it's not really an American issue. They're not really censoring us. They attacked a company that's owned by Japan, although this is an American subsidiary, and this company was warned ahead of time, you should probably beef up your security, and they decided as a business decision not to do it. I don't see how this is our problem, how we need to have a national response to this. Check your firewall, stupid. They're coming.
You should have a national response, okay? And it should...
The response should be show them more Seth Rogen movies.
Blast Seth Rogen movies outside of their compound.
And here's the Carrot Top movie to really shove it up your ass.
Oh, my God. Now
we're not messing around, North Korea.
I think that's against the Geneva Convention.
But the response should be, really?
But you had the president responding, and you had people demanding a response. We need to respond to this. They're censoring. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're not censoring. They made a demand. Sony didn't cave. All the movie theater said, we're not going to show it. That's their business. And I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either, because the thing is, you shouldn't back down. You know what? Somebody drops popcorn and the place gets sued.
Right.
What if some nut,
exactly.
You know, I mean, you have to understand the theater's point.
Yeah. Okay?
Now, with that being said, to Seth Rogen and Sony, this is a windfall. Do you know how much publicity this film is getting? And no matter what medium they release it on, it's going to be
Sony's,
a boatload of money.
Sony said they're going to try to release it streaming for free on their site, Crackle.com.
Right. I don't understand why they're streaming it for free. If they asked people to pay for it, they would go see it. They would see it on the internet now.
You know,
because
here, well,
of all
here's
that
the thing. If
publicity.
You, I was thinking about this, because if you do like a pay service for this, theoretically, you do have to sign. People do have to sign in, give personal information. Theoretically, if Crackle.com gets hacked, they have all these people's information.
Oh, I see.
And
you're
putting those people at risk. Whereas if you just go to the website, I don't know how they're going to do it, but if they just go to the website, you could just hit play, and you don't have to sign into anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has to worry about it. They're taking a hit. Somebody's taking a hit on this.
Oh, yeah.
They're taking a big hit. But they kind of did this to themselves.
Yeah, they did.
By not just get upgrade the... You were warned.
It was twofold. They were warned...
Let's say we're sitting at... Let's say we're the principals of Sony right now.
We should be so lucky.
I know. All right? And we sit here and go, all right, just... We fix it. It's the cost of doing business.
Yeah.
It's the cost of doing... All right, yeah, we'll lose money with Sony. We'll write it off. We'll get a tax break on it. We'll, you know, we'll try to get, you know, make money off of Seth Rogen, you know, the release on that. And you move on and you learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a ridiculous thing.
No,
but there was serious implications just in case anything happened in a theater.
I'm not convinced, by the way, that it is North Korea. I'm not convinced. I mean, we haven't seen any of these evidence. They're hackers. If they can break into Sony, they can create any illusion they want. They can make IP addresses seem like they're coming from Korea.
Right.
And then we go, aha, it's Korea, and it could be someplace else.
Just the fact of conversation, didn't North Korea deny it?
They have denied it. As a matter of fact, they're so proactive, they want to do a joint investigation with the United States.
Say what?
You haven't read that?
I haven't read that.
North Korea, that's why the threats got upped. That's why he's going to rain down a sea of fire on D.C. We want to do an investigation with you and who did this, or we're going to attack.
Now, the thing about that is maybe that's in North Korea's best interest, because maybe North Korea is like the little bad child to China.
Yes.
North Korea, it really is. Because their nonsense and their rhetoric makes it a problem for China to do a lot of things in the region.
Yes.
China has pulled North Korea over, because they're a communist, you know, and pulled them over to the side and said, you know, knock it off.
Yeah.
You know? So China, behind the scenes, might have shook their finger, because China is having they're in a recession right now. That's why the fuel is low, because all those countries over there are in a recession and stuff like that. And indirectly, there might have been some backdoor things going, look, if it was you guys, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, if it's not you guys, you're going to go out, you're going to make a statement, Jesus Christ, you know, we're upset.
Well, you know what, though? If you are North Korea, and most North Korea does not have the internet. That most of the is dark.
Right, right.
Only the high ups. Yeah. But if you're working for our dear leader.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you hack Sony and stop this? Because you know you're getting high fives and an extra bowl of rice. I'm not
And that's big gettings over there.
It is.
I agree
with what Joe was saying. I think we're on the same page. Why would you even dignify this?
Lisa says, so the hackers use SurfEasy and change their location settings.
They can.
I know.
Exactly. But I mean, why are we dignifying this? I mean, I get, you know why? I'll tell you why. I answer my own question. Because the people who want to put Obama under the spotlight,
mm-hmm.
they're going to demand a real president, a real patriotic American president would answer that. We don't back down to anybody. So Obama wants to call off the dogs.
Hold on. I am, and you guys know, we've been arguing, I'm as right-wing as they are. I would not expect Obama or any other president to go, we're going to fight. It's over a Seth Rogen film? Are you an asshole?
But there are people. Well, that's why I was actually having to defend you on your Facebook page, which was very distasteful.
It's very disturbed, the first section.
It's like I disagree so much with Joe on this issue, but it's like Joe has a little bit more nuance.
Yeah, he really was.
I take everything per case.
Yes. And read it incorrectly.
correctly. But I do take things per case. I'm not going to stand. I mean, to care the president, he's got over a Seth Rogen film. He should make a statement that it's disquieting.
Which actor would it be? Would it over Robert Redford? Over a De Niro film? Is that what we're going to war over?
Yeah, really.
I could,
It's a movie.
It's
but the pictures, they're censoring us. They're inhibiting our freedom of speech. No. Our own government does that.
Yeah,
to us.
They do that plenty well.
It's like, who cares? Why are we talking about? I know why we are.
Yeah. No. The thing is, it was not so smart, really, to think about doing a film that they're going to be poking fun, like, we're going to kill your leader.
Yeah, I don't think it's cool at all.
I don't think that was really bright. I mean, I
shocking.
I don't.
From the mind that gave you Pineapple Express.
I don't say that we were going to war over it, or we would do any like, overt action. But, I mean, if there was one of our big, enemies was going to put out a film about killing Obama. Well, I mean, half of the country would probably go, yay, let's go see that. But extra butter on the popcorn. But I mean, like, a lot of people in America would
be upset
about that.
I give it 4 flaming liberals out of 5.
Yeah, but the thing,
it's not cool to make films about killing other
leaders.
But
the thing about it is, it's a farcical movie about somebody we consider an enemy. Now, you brought up a movie about killing Obama. If ISIS made it, you would like, well, what the hell are they supposed to make it about?
Of course they would. Yes, they would.
Well, you know, half the, well, the right would say is, they go, see, he's part of the ISIS film industry. I knew it. He's going to get the Muslims. Those are the best movie they've had yet.
Those are your Sarah Palin Republicans.
No, she's not alone. She's not alone. She's not alone. Fox News is full of those nitwits. Rush Limbaugh and somebody who's very close to you, too, is full of those people.
Well, yes and no. I mean, Rush Limbaugh, yeah, I agree with Rush Limbaugh. I agree with Sarah Palin to get out of hand. But there are a lot of people on Fox that make sense. It's the people, some of the people that make, you know, like Ann Coulter. I agree with Ann Coulter. A lot of people. But, yeah, Rush Limbaugh is a little, you know, is a little religious right and a little, you know, far right to my taste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get that, you know, that somewhere. But, you know, like I said, making the movie is a farce about somebody we consider an enemy.
Yes.
And we're poking fun. All right. Sony figured we could make a couple of bucks at it. Maybe Sony thought, maybe in the interest of promoting the film, maybe something like this might have happened.
I don't. Yeah. You think so?
Well,
this script did not work out well at all.
Well, it did work out well because it's going to make this movie.
Not if they give it away for free, Joe.
But it could, you know, Netflix or whatever eventually.
I'm pretty sure you can already get it on 125th Street.
You can get it in China.
Well, not you. Right. They read your Facebook.
125th Street, you're going to watch it. It's going to end halfway. Turn off film! Turn off film! Yeah. I want my money
back.
Black
people talking all through it.
I want my money back.
Wait, is this a movie you would have seen?
I don't know.
Because now you have somebody who you would presumably go to the movies with. Is this like a date movie for you?
No.
You, Pip?
I wouldn't go to the movies to see it. I'd watch it when it came on TV.
Yeah, I'd watch it on TV.
I
don't go to the movies for Seth Rogen films.
I
watch them when they come on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to admit, I like Seth Rogen.
Yeah, he's fine.
I like him a lot.
But I don't really go see a lot of comedies.
No,
I don't go
do
see a lot. I haven't watched a movie.
In
I haven't
the
been
theater?
To the movies in the theater in years. I was thinking over Thanksgiving weekend, I was thinking of seeing the Chris Rock movie.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be good.
Yeah, it was supposed to be good. And that's the first movie that piqued my interest in Christ Almighty.
So let me ask you guys this. What happens if Sony pulled a Tyler Perry movie? Could you imagine what those riots would look like? Those protests.
Yes. In the neighborhoods other than the ones that we would be living in?
Yes.
Yes.
The ones we don't drive through anymore.
The ones we're afraid of.
No. Terrible.
I know.
It's racism.
It's just, you know,
racism day at Davidson.
It's just, it's a twofold thing, which is interesting. Basically, you're we're bowing to them in that censorship. However, in a way, but no, because it's the movie theaters worried about getting sued.
It's a business. You're right. It's a business.
It's a business.
The movie theaters, I could understand their logic. So sometimes there are issues that but also the risk of people getting hurt.
Yes.
And the risk of lawsuits and stuff like that. And that's why.
Here's how you're gonna know. Where the business decision is. If they threaten the Star Wars release in December of 2015,
right.
If the movie theaters go, we're not showing it, then
they're not Kevlar fucking vests in those theaters. That movie will be shown.
Right, because there's so much box office for those. You're gonna and there's
no
way Disney's giving that away for free.
Of a Star Wars film that already, from what we've been hearing, is going to be amazing beyond words.
Right.
Well, it's called all hype.
Right. Yeah, well, hype.
Yeah, but
hype
still.
Behind it. You know, and that movie comes out over a Seth Rogen film?
Yeah,
the theater could give a shit. Let me know.
That's exactly
it. There could
it.
Be a truck with ISIS outside the theater by the concession stand. Come on in, everybody.
We've got the force. Don't worry about ISIS.
Yeah,
we'll
don't
be
worry about ISIS.
Don't worry about they're out by concessions buying snow caps. Yeah, they'll be in in a moment.
ISIS would want to see that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they're there.
Kim Jong-un called and asked if he could play an Ewok.
Yeah. Oh, we
are
heard
you already?
Let's put down our swords right now.
So this was a Seth Rogen film. There's actually some other movies that we found, some pictures with some prominent figures in the entertainment industry and the like that are trying to get these films. I mean, a little controversial. We found them. Pip, I know you found one.
I did. It was a film that people haven't heard about. I haven't seen it.
Well, nobody's heard about these yet. They're just getting pitched to the different movie studios.
I haven't seen any write-ups about this one, but this one, at least the working title was ISIS Crisis in the Oasis.
I like it.
Yes, it's ISIS versus Oasis. And
the band?
Yes.
Glad to see they're back on the map.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a music video?
You know, Noam and Liam, I don't think ISIS can handle that.
I agree. I think ISIS should be afraid.
I'm going to see that movie. That's going to be the Clash of the Titans.
Well, it is an action film because of that. There was supposed to be a lot of violence.
This is only they're not doing the soundtrack.
Well, there it is part musical, but it's also an action film.
Okay.
The idea behind the movie was that music group Oasis put on a benefit concert for ISIS, but their secretly trained British agents set on infiltrating and destroying the group. And while Oasis perform, the Gallagher brothers get into one of their legendary fights on stage, and while everyone's distracted, cheering on the bloodshed, it's Oasis versus ISIS with help from with cameos from Imus, Primus, and a rather large Ibis.
I'd see the movie to see Primus, too. I love Primus.
Yeah, they're cool.
Fans that we never hear of anymore.
Just in case they attack the group with the wrong pronunciation, the backup plan is for Liesl von Trapp to help. So Liesl attacks ISIL with an easel in the aisle, while Oasis and Primus help Imus with the Ibis against ISIS.
Is this your first rap?
It's action-packed. It's emotionally exhausting.
I'm exhausted.
Brother versus brother, father versus son, son versus grandfather, second cousin once removed versus half-brother of a sister-in-law, milkman versus bookie, and terrorist versus terrible band.
My only question would be, do people really care that much about Oasis anymore?
You know what? That would be the major, but there are other cameos.
Nobody cares about Imus.
Nobody cares about Imus. But there are cameos by ABBA, Papa Smurf, for the kids, and Snoop Dogg Lion Giraffe.
I love ABBA. I go see that.
You know what? I think it has a lot of promise.
Oh, it's very good.
I would not see that. I would not see that movie.
You would never see this movie?
I would never see that.
Not even for the bloodshed with the Gallagher brothers?
Yeah. I'll wait till the highlights come out on YouTube before the movie comes out.
This is like sort of bad music plus Bond movie.
Yeah, but I don't like Oasis. I mean, I'd be happy to see them get their asses kicked.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
And kick each other.
I think even both them would.
Yeah.
They're supposed to
they
be
can't
victorious.
Stand each other.
I'm not spending $12.50 for that.
Well, they're supposed to be victorious, but you're never sure with those two.
But you know what? Maybe it'll get picked up. I don't know. Maybe in England.
I don't know. Well,
maybe it'll be one of those art films.
I don't think so. Although I would like to see a cameo from Snoop Dogg Lion Giraffe.
I would like to see Oasis. I would like to see the Oasis movie if there were subtitles for their music. So I wouldn't have to hear it.
You don't have to listen to Oasis. Just listen to the Beatles.
Yeah, very fine. Very good. Very good.
Oasis is no Beatles. Joe, you found one.
Yes. So please listen to the Beatles instead. What did you find?
Adam Sandler and Vladimir Putin in Russian 2 Conclusions.
All right.
Adam Sandler plays Boris, Vladimir Putin's long-lost illegal son that was sent to the U.S. during the end of the Cold War for a better life. Boris decides that he wants to get back with his dad and bond. When he meets his dad for the first time in decades in the basement of the Kremlin, they are looking for a father and son project they can bond together on. They decide they'll invade the Ukraine together. The laughs start as they send in unmarked military troops into the area, themselves dressed as Domino's delivery pizza men, but with a special delivery, Spetsnaz Commandos. After an oopsie moment when Boris blows up a Malaysian airliner, father and son are at odds. The hostilities continue and Vladimir trained in judo and Sandler trained in Happy Gilmore have it out and fight. They soon realize it is wrong to break down. It is wrong and break down and cry together. Vladimir admits he hasn't been the same since him and Boris's mom, Lamilia, played by Cameron Diaz, split.
Well, now I'm interested.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz. And he was like, whoop.
They decide together that there's other ways to happiness. arms control violations. Watch as Sandler tries to hide those missiles. Providing ballistic missile information to Iran and North Korea. When Putin goes to North Korea dressed as Dennis Rodman with secret plans in the basketball is a slam dunk laugh out loud moment. Natural gas is a political weapon. Watch as Boris, played by Sandler, put the European Union over the barrel using cutesy-wootsy voices by using foreign policy as a tool for fuel. Ties to terrorist organization in rogue states. The scene where father and son cut a deal with terrorists and then sing Hezbollah, my darling, is Oscar material.
Wow. Author very confident that this movie's going to get picked up. Oscar
was never in that conversation. Yeah. Wait a minute.
This might be the vehicle.
Oscar was in the same conversation with Adam Sandler. My head's exploding.
Maybe Oscar the Grouch?
Grouch. Authoritarian regime. The end of the movie ends with Boris telling Vladimir that the only way to happiness is ending everyone else's. The movie closes on a high note as we watch human rights violations, controls on the media, disappearance, and torture of dissidents.
Sounds like our country.
Rated G.
Oh, another Adam Sandler cartoon.
Yeah.
Okay. A Crazy Nights was good. I like this. You know what? You got Adam Sandler. You got Cameron Diaz. It's very now. I can see this movie getting made.
Yep.
Wait, does Putin ride on a horse shirtless? That's all I want to know.
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
In Moonlight.
You're giving away the best part.
I'm trying. I need to get this sold.
I'm afraid.
I think it could get sold.
I'm afraid he showed his best part.
I don't know if it could get bought, but I'm sure it could get sold.
Trying to pitch two projects in 2015. I got to get practice in here.
I would see that film. Not in the movies. But if that's on HBO, I'll watch it. Yeah, I'm watching that.
Have a beer, kick back, kick off your shoes.
Instead of Cameron Diaz, who's the one he's usually with? The other blonde. That was. She was in E.T. Drew Barrymore. Yeah.
I stink.
No. Well, you didn't make that, Joe. You just discovered it. Yeah. I think if you could put Sandler together with Drew Barrymore, I think you got something there. They're magical.
I'll take notes. I'll take notes.
Well, I hope they get sold. You got a shot.
I'll take notes.
See, that's where I went wrong. Instead of the giant ibis named JoJo, I should have gone with Drew Barrymore.
Just with Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay.
Their on-screen chemistry is magical.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, this is what I found. Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Middle Eastern Vacation. They're finally going to make the big screen. Well, I mean, Kim's been in movies before, but...
They made it big on the screen.
Yes, yes. The Kardashians have traveled the world, and their worldwide popularity enables them to go to exotic places. This time, the Kardashians are going to Iraq. They visit Baghdad as Kim and Courtney plan on opening a new Dash clothing store. Dash Burkas.
Dash Burkas.
Yes. Chloe and Bruce decide to go sightseeing and wander out of Baghdad. Soon, they run into a band of ISIS thugs. Bruce and Chloe are captured and taken back to the ISIS stronghold of Mosul. Nobody knows they are missing for days because, well, it's Chloe and Bruce, and nobody really likes them anyway. Eventually, it is noticed that they are gone. Kim goes to D.C. to plead for special forces to President Obama, but Barry is mesmerized by that beacon for all brothers, Kim's ass.
The only thing, though, is in this movie, ISIS really isn't the villain here. They're more the hero.
Yeah. Well, you know, Joe, it's one of these artsy films where everybody takes what they want out of it, Joe.
I see the more of the heroes
it's
here.
It's not cut and dry like a Sandler film. Yeah. There's more nuance in this.
No, I'm divided because I was all about them taking Bruce Jenner away. But, I mean, Chloe I kind of like, so I am on the fence.
There are no easy choices.
No, you know what? Oh my God, what is it? The one where you have to decide on your... Sophie's Choice.
This is the new generation Sophie's Choice. Maybe we are talking Oscar material. Very good. So you seem to be back. You like this project.
You know what? I'm torn, but I want to hear more about that.
Okay. So President but Barry is mesmerized by that beacon for all brother Kim's ass.
Of course.
Meanwhile, in Mosul, Chloe falls for one of the rugged ISIS warriors, but a love triangle forms as he has eyes on another Kardashian woman, Bruce Jenner. Will Barry cheat on Michelle? Will Kim cheat on Kanye? Will we send special forces? Would anybody care if ISIS threatened to kill Chloe and Bruce? Will the ISIS warrior prefer to fuck goats or Chloe? Will we have yet another Kardashian wedding, but this time it is Bruce who will be the beautiful bride? Coming to theaters, hopefully, in Thanksgiving release 2016.
Now, again, I'm torn because I like Chloe. I don't want to see her have to be any choosing between her and a goat.
but you don't even know how it's going to turn out. I mean, there's a lot.
But it is on the edge there, and it frightens me.
Isn't this a movie that there's a lot of unanswered questions in the trailer? So often the trailers give away the best parts.
They do.
Yeah, they have all the ties you went to the movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, was there enough if they made a trailer for this where you'd want to see it?
Yeah, well, ISIS, specifically ISIS capturing the Kardashians, I'm all in.
Well, just yes. Bruce and Chloe.
That is good enough. It's a start.
We're going to beat him from the inside. Now, take
I'll
our Kardashians.
You know, I have hope. I'll send some extra orange jumpsuits in their size. The rest of them are sizes.
You're going to have to sew two of the seats together to fit that in.
They look like the sun.
Two gigantic pumpkins.
Now, would the weakness for this film be that Kim is not the one captured?
I think that would disappoint people, especially the terrorists.
But what about the potential romance between Kim Kardashian with yet another African-American basketball-playing man?
What are you saying, that the terrorists play basketball?
Well, no, Obama.
Oh, that's true.
Kim and Obama might have something going on.
He plays basketball?
Yeah, well, badly.
Oh, okay.
I know, you wouldn't think, but
no, I wouldn't.
That's the proof that he's half white.
Sure.
Where's he black? No, badly. bounce and dribble. All right, we've seen enough.
Where's his white? Have you seen his jump shot?
White men can't jump, and apparently neither can the president.
See, right. he's a real American. He sucks at basketball.
Yeah. That's what he should say. People think I'm a favor of the black people. Have you seen me play basketball?
Have you seen me try to marathon run? I suck.
I'm Mr. White Bread when it comes to that shit.
You see me on the golf course with my mom pants?
Yes, we are. Yes, we
are. I'm as white as you are.
With my mom pants.
He just killed Joe.
The president's in mom pants.
Yeah, I don't know. They try to make him this big black president. He's as white as the next guy.
He is.
Mom pants.
He's not the next guy at the compound, but other guys. He's not as white as those people.
No. That's funny.
So would we want to, would you want to see this Kardashian movie in the movies? Are you laying down $12.50?
No.
Are you laying down matinee prices? Have you seen this movie for five?
For any of these dogs now.
You wouldn't pay $5 on a Tuesday night to see the Kardashians hit the big screen? You're going to need a big screen for that big old butt.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you get enough of them on TV at home. I'll sit on.
Well, this is the big break.
That's the big break?
Yes.
I don't know. I think I'd go more with the Adam Sandler material if Drew Barrymore's in it.
Well, I mean, Adam Sandler...
Notes.
Because magic.
Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore is proven movie magic.
Yeah,
I mean,
is.
That is more of the sure thing. But the Kardashians are very popular for doing nothing. And here this is just a lot more of them doing nothing.
But you want to sit through about 90 minutes of them doing nothing?
I wouldn't, but people would. I think this would get the teenage girl thing.
It would.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't for us, Joe. This isn't for us. This is for the younger demographic.
I know, but it's more. Kardashian got to be more of it. Now, would you kind of write it more of a rom-com? You got to get people in on the weekends there, and it's Kardashian. People got to do it as a rom-com, my friend.
It's a rom-com with some action. There's action. Now, in order to keep it PG-13, we actually can't show the ISIS war sleeping with the goat. you know, because, you know, PG-13 is probably the most we could push it.
Maybe we just have the goat kind of like flirting with him.
Yeah, there'll certainly be, you will be able to draw inferences that something is going on.
Mm. Lisa says,
goat walks kind of funny.
It's a goat, Joe. I really don't know how they walk normally.
Kind of got a little swish in its step.
I'll defer to you on your goat expertise, Joe.
Slippery hooves.
I don't want to know what that goat stepped in.
Lisa says, maybe if they pay me $12.50.
All right, so Lisa would not want to see this movie.
No, I don't think so. I don't think she was a big fan of any of them.
Well, you know what? Listen, these movies aren't for you, Lisa. You're a Canadian. You wouldn't understand.
I thought that maybe I could get some of the youngest version of the baby boomers and the Gen Xers with the music.
Nobody
wants to see Oasis. No,
I think that's the toughest sell. You'd be better off with a Hootie and the Blowfish reunion.
Oh yeah, no, they didn't. They weren't available.
I'm sorry. Damn it, Darius.
I think my movie would sell. I think it's got all the elements of a rom com and a date movie. Father and son.
It's got the elements of a date rape movie.
romance.
I think you know what I actually think that one could go.
You know what? Joe attached the biggest stars to it.
He did a good job with that.
He did a previous generation Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
With Adam Sandler.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, he's got a shot. You know, they keep on giving Adam Sandler money to make these movies.
And ironically, one of the Sony emails was that they're sick and tired of giving him money for these shit movies.
Was it?
There was something that Adam Sandler pitched a movie, wanted like another $100,000. For something, and they told him to go to hell. He said those movies aren't that great.
Maybe this is the one that they said it over, Joe. Maybe that's the leak where you found this. Yeah. Maybe that was the movie where they said go to hell.
They wouldn't give him the launch codes.
Or the movie that he would submit that he needs to step it up and get that. And get his career back on track.
Clearly, he's had other writers help him with this, because that movie plot is genius. That's not just his work alone. That is. Yeah, there's definitely a team of writers who've been hitting the head repeatedly.
Never was a big fan of Adam Sandler. I only like one movie.
No, in this
one. That was Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, let's come back. We'll do some scam busting. We'll play our interview with Julie Power, and we'll try to get to some Ann Jackson. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're going to listen to Joe Nania. Be right back.